Okay,
I did say I wanted to get on the stack.
I think Alberto's before me.
I think Alberto's before me.
Okay, Alberto.
Just a very, very quick point, because we can go nowhere with this one. I want to point out that it is a recommendation that the specialized Arbitron be not utilized, that we don't spend the money on that particular item as a recommendation to management. And we decided to put it at the bottom of the list. That means that as long as management feels that they need, I mean, it is beyond us. As long as management feels that Arbitron is, enhanced Arbitron is appropriate, and management feels that they have the funds available, they have the power to do it. We are not, with this resolution, we're not telling management that they cannot have the services of enhanced Arbitron. Everything else, people, is not needed. I think we need to vote on this motion. And Lavarne, as General Current, in GM, can choose, if she has the funds, to pay enhanced Arbitron, and we move on. And I think we should move on, please.
Let's Chair, can we ask for non-repeats of statements so that we can get through the stack?
Okay, people, please.
Am I being vociferous?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, next person up is R. Paul.
Okay. Something I say frequently about WBAI, it's a radio station. And we have to keep that in mind, and the Arbitrons can help. Without going into a gigantic amount of history of me arguing a sort of a nuanced view of how Arbitron should be used by such a radio station, I'll just say that we... At BAI, we probably do need to get our programming better so that we can get more money. And I think that Arbitrons that will give us a hint will help a lot, because, you know, you have different people on and different programs on at different times, and you need a little more granularity to the information you're getting so you can tell, you know, who's... what program is really doing it, because otherwise you're getting a big average lump of the Arbitrons now. You get a lump of it. Well, if you can get some more detail, you can tell where you need to help people out some more. So I really think that the Arbitrons are, the enhanced Arbitrons may be really important. I mean, I'm not saying they absolutely will be, but we need to take some steps, and we need to look at these things like the Arbitrons as something that could possibly really help us out. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Next person up is Susan.
Yeah, let me remind everybody, the Arbitrons are in the proposed budget. We are recommending approval of the Arbitrons as a part of the proposed budget. Other stations have identified contingency plans to be able to cut back assured amounts if the budget itself fell through, either on cost savings or on revenues. WBAI did not. When asked to, Luzette said, can we have recommendations from committee members? We still have had no recommendations from WBAI. Brian made a list. Included on the list is Arbitron. At the request of Grace, more or less, and Jamie, we've put it as the very last thing to cut if there is a budget failure. If people from WBAI and the CFO have good alternatives to recommend as contingency items, please do so now. But the Arbitrons are in the budget.
That's what I said.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Let's see. So are there any other comments about this?
Yep, Brian here.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I just want us to think in terms of options here. We have a budget that's counting on a lot of revenue that didn't come in during the last year. There's uncertainty associated with it. And because WBAI isn't carrying any bank balances, the basic question we have to answer is, what if? What if the money doesn't come in as budgeted? I've heard people say we can't cut arbitrons. I've heard people say we've already cut too much staff. I've heard people say we can't cut this, we can't cut that. But we have to be honest with ourselves about what the plan is in that situation. We can't just kick it down the road. So either you cut something or you say, we're going to let WBAI keep not paying its central service bills, which I don't think is sustainable given how far in the hole the national office is as a result of following that policy for several years. So, you know, if you think it's a valuable thing you need to keep, great, make the case for it, but put something else on the table. Tell us what you're going to do, or we're not going to have a productive conversation.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Point of information, sir?
Yes, go ahead, Al.
Brian, I need a little clarification there. With this motion that's pending before us, although all of those items that were put there, including the arbitrons, are we, by adopting that motion, are we cutting the arbitron, the line item for enhanced arbitron altogether?
No, we're recommending a trigger for the budget. So it says if the money doesn't come in, if your revenues aren't at the budgeted level, this is what we recommend goes out to offset that.
This is Grace.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to get a clarification from Brian. I mean, if I'm understanding the same thing that he's basically understanding, and I think where I am nodding to what Brian's impression is about that particular part of the motion. I mean, yes, okay. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, we're not saying remove anything from the budget here. We're saying if the money doesn't come in, here are items we've identified that could
okay.
be cut. Okay, let's see. Next up is Grace.
Can we please go to a vote on this?
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no more comments, we can indeed go to a vote. Are there any more comments on this item? Okay, is there any objection to the motion as it's been read? Oh, and Paul, did you add the part that Brian added to ask PNB to direct WBAI management?
Yes.
To identify, so that's now part of the motion.
Right. I will simply say I am grudgingly not objecting.
Grudgingly. Okay. All right. Is there any objection to the motion as it stands? Okay. Hearing none, this motion is adopted.
Yeehaw!
All right. Now, is there any other... It's been pointed out that we still have not adopted a BAI budget, so is there any other comment about BAI budget?
Come on, Art Paul.
I'd like to move that we approve the WBAI budget and that we allow the PNB to accept it provisionally, but allow for the WBAI Finance Committee and LSB to review it and possibly bring it back to the NFC and the PNB. How's that? You could maybe did our poll? Did you make a motion similar to that? Why don't we put that back on the table?
No, that has already been adopted. It was generic.
That's
for
right.
WBAI and WPFW. It's already been adopted.
Yes.
Approval of the specific of the WBAI budget. Brian objected to Jamie including it in the motion that I put forward because he thinks that some of the numbers still need to be adjusted by the NFC.
Okay, so I would like to put forward that we adopt the WBAI budget at this time.
A second. Well, you don't
objection.
Have
we don't need a second.
Yeah, you don't need a second.
Objection.
Okay, there is an objection. Are there any comments?
Okay, so the motion is, quote, that we approve the WBAI budget at this time, unquote.
Yeah. Okay, just so people know, the budget that we that I forwarded this morning compared to the budget we looked at last week, total revenue is $28,000 less. Total expenses are $6,000 more. Financial services.
Repeat, sir. I lost. I had a senior moment. Repeat.
Senior moment. what did you say? No, I'm sorry. Compared to the one we looked at last week, revenue is $28,000 less at $3.67 million rather than $3.698. Expenses are $6,000 more. The central services are pretty much the same. Let me just see this number for a second here. Hold on one sec. I actually haven't looked at the budget, so let me just take a very brief. Let's see. Perhaps our Paul, could you chair the meeting for the next 5 minutes?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Hold on a second. Okay.
Change hats.
I just put another hat on my hat. Okay. So we have a motion before us. That is that we approve the WBAI budget at this time. Is there any debate on this motion?
Point of information.
Yeah.
How many people have seen the budget that was sent out this morning? I should ask, how many people have not?
I have not reviewed the budget, and I don't have it here on my computer, which is down.
Okay, quit slurping the straw.
It's quite similar. I'm sorry, this is Jamie. It's quite similar to the one we looked at.
Yes.
Programming expenses are $25,000 higher.
Come again?
Programming expenses are $24,000 higher. That's the biggest adjustment beyond the listener support income. And development expenses are $10,000 lower. Telemarketing costs are lower because the take is lower. So the only one, Berthold, are you, perhaps we should ask Berthold to explain the change in the programming expenses. Is Berthold there?
Yes.
Hi, Berthold. Just looking quickly through the budget that was sent out, the most recent one, it seems very similar to the one from before, with a very few changes, right?
Yeah.
The one change is the change in programming expenses. It seems higher now. News service is now $39,000 rather than $31,000, and Stringers is $15,000 rather than zero.
Stringers is $13,000.
Stringers is what?
$13,000, yeah.
Okay, I have a $15,600, but whatever.
Okay.
And that was added back in. That was added into the budget. That's a new.
Well, what happened is we added there was a some community event expenses, and we added a few of the things that were missing. We added $300 in warranty or whatever for the phone, $300 a month. So all these things, we drew it. Is Liv on there?
She has been.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here. But I'm here.
Yeah, Levon is the one who picked up a few of these things. You know, the $300 in on the phone and the warranty, monthly warranty, we added that. I think we picked up at the bottom of community events expenses. We increased that a little bit. So we did increase expenses a little bit based on some of the suggestions and revision.
Okay, so the increase in programming in new services and stringers, that's a real...
This is why we all think that we're not feeding, exceeding improperly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the longer you do a budget, the more information you get. So, we had got some more information on that from talking with the director, news director, and addressed a couple of more issues with stringers also. So, we think we have a good number there.
Okay. So, I guess, R. Paul, I could take the chair back because I got a chance to look through it.
Okay.
So, basically, the changes are listener support's a little bit lower, so income is $28,000 lower. Expenses are $6,000 higher. That basically incorporates a drop in expenses for telemarketing and an increase in expenses on programming and stringers. So, and the... capital expenditures are slightly lower based on different payback plan, and the surplus in the new budget is $3,000. There's no surplus whatsoever. So that's the budget. So okay, now are there any other comments about the motion? Grace's motion.
Brian here.
Okay, go ahead, Brian. Pardon, Bertel, did you have something you wanted to say?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right. I thought I heard you talking. Okay. Go ahead, Brian.
So I'm going to vote against it, but I just wanted to explain why and start by thanking Bertold for all the hard work he's put into this. Things have gotten better dramatically since you came on board, and I know you all are in a really hard situation there. I voted against the last two WBAI budgets because I felt like we couldn't realistically count on them to keep the network bleeding from bleeding cash out of New York. And although I think this one has made a lot of progress, my concern remains the same, which is why I'll vote against it. I personally can't attach, I can't give it my seal of approval. I think Jamie framed the question really usefully during our last discussion of WBAI's budget, which is, this document should answer the question, is the station sustainable as an operation or not? And what we've kind of provisionally said now is WBAI is only sustainable, in other words, only in a position to pay all its bills, if we count on unproven revenues and unproven savings. And we haven't been able to amass enough contingencies to deal with all of those things.
Point
so I think there probably is room to make WBAI better in a whole lot of ways, you know, upping your fulfillment rate and stuff, and I sincerely hope that you succeed with all that. God knows the entire network needs you to make it work, and best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Let's see, I heard Luzette.
Just a point of information through you, Chair, to Brian. So your concern is whether or not BAI is sustainable? Is that what you just said?
Go ahead, Brian.
My concern is that there's a high chance that operating under this budget, WBAI will continue to fall behind on its central services.
All right.
It's a serious question. When I talk about sustainability, there's a serious question in my mind. We operate our radio stations on the community radio model, which is a low-revenue, low-expense model. In New York, the most expensive city in the country, when you don't own your transmitter and you don't own your building, I think there's a question up in the air whether you can survive using that model, whether the type of Radio Pacifica does is viable under the best of circumstances. I hope it is, because God knows we need to be there. But I have not yet, and this is not a shot at anyone, haven't seen one for several years. I've not yet seen a budget that tells me it is.
Chair, on the stack, Mr. Chair?
Chair, can I continue here?
Yes, go ahead, Lizette, and then Susan.
Thank you. The response to my question is the number one reason that I would vote for this budget. For years, we have not had a serious attempt at making this thing work, and the least we can do is give some encouragement to make it happen. We can have, I believe that we're asking for monthly or quarterly reviews. That's what we should stick to and see where it goes. And like everything else, we can change track.
Okay, thank you, Lizette. Next on the stack is Susan.
And then yeah, Grace. I would like to
Susan, and then Grace.
Hello. Yeah, I would like to support what Lizette said. I objected to moving forward with, you know, just moving forward with approval. The conversation that has just been held gave me additional comfort, Brian's reservations notwithstanding, because as I understand Brian's concern or his thought process is the analysis needs to be made whether the WBAI, given its cost profile and so forth, is sustainable. I think that it is premature to make that decision and that there is no way
you
will be able to make that decision at all responsibly in this budget cycle. I agree with Lizette that what we need to do is to put together the best possible framework that we can with accountabilities for management over time, and that essentially it is the test, not only, frankly, of whether WBAI is sustainable, but we really have that question across the system.
Correct.
Even where KPFA has the most substantial balance, it's been eating into that balance all year. The way that the state, the way that the network is going is not sustainable. There have been turnarounds, but at the beginning, we are worse now than we were at the beginning of the year in terms of available resources to cover our expenses. And that trend is not sustainable.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Let's see. Did somebody say Okay.
I think I'm next on the stack,
yes,
aren't I?
You are next on the stack. I thought I heard somebody ask.
I would like to ditto most of what all of what Lizette said and most of what Susan said, that when we look at where we were a year ago, half of the fiscal year, the turnarounds at WBAI and WPFW started approximately in April, after April, actually in May, and a little bit later at WPFW. So at the beginning of the fiscal year, there was continued decline at both of those stations through half the fiscal year. Now, the sharpest decline network-wise of in terms of expenses exceeding revenue has been KPFA, which certainly makes the balance sheet at the national office look kind of bad. But if you take the turnaround, the date from the start of the turnaround at WBAI and the stabilization of WPFW, I think that there's the chance that we can make this network sustainable. But yes, we're just in the beginning, really, of a turnaround. If we projected a continuation of the declines at WBAI and WPFW, we would be in a much worse state right now than we are. So I think that we need to look at the fact that, number one, we've stopped the bleeding. Now it's time to start healing. And, you know, it's not like turning around a little toy boat in a bathtub. This is like turning around an ocean liner. It's tough. So I'd like, making a comparison to a year ago, I don't think is quite fair, but if you were to look at the matrix of how much was WBAI declining and projecting out where we would be if that decline had been allowed to continue, and the same at WPFW. We would see that we would be really, really unsustainable at this point. If
Mr.
that
Chairman,
makes sense. So I think we should approve this budget.
I hope we go to the vote.
Keep track
Mr. Chairman,
of the finances of the whole network very closely.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Let's see, I hear Alberto.
Yes. Can we call the question, sir?
Thank
and
you.
Can
it.
I call the question and
well, actually, you
and let's take a vote?
You can urge your people to stop talking.
I know. So I'm urging that we call the question and move on to other items.
Okay, I'd just like to call myself very briefly.
Go ahead.
In response to Luzette's question to Brian, I think Brian referenced a point I made last week that if it was clear that WBAI was sustainable, the budget conversation would be a lot easier. The fact that it's difficult is a strong indication that we're not sure whether WBAI is sustainable or not. BAI actually needs to do things that BAI certainly been doing things better than it did, 8 or 10 months ago. But it actually, in order to meet the budgeted projections, it needs to do even better than that. So this is the concern. We want to support the improvements, but we need to keep our eyes open that without further improvements, BAI, it appears to be, given the information we have, that BAI will still not be able to make essential service payments. So I believe I just wanted to put that out there as a response to Luzette's question. The fact that, BAI is in a difficult spot. We had a management change 5 months ago or so, and some of the changes that would result in increased revenue are only now coming online. And, of course, they're not documented as far as, we can't go back and say, we're making money because of this, because they're just coming online now. So we're a little bit in the dark. We have to certainly watch this very closely, to ensure that the...
I thought you were asking that we shorten our talk.
Well, I'm not quite finished. We need to ensure that the changes that are proposed to be made to give us the revenue to make this budget balance.
Point of personal privilege, can someone mute their heavy breathing?
That's not heavy breathing. There's some interference. We're getting some other police calls or something over the phone now. Okay, somebody.
That's
stopped.
What I thought I heard that also. I don't want to make any statements about anyone up to anything, but yeah, it was weird.
No, it's just somebody might have their TV on or
something. Can we go to the vote for God's sake? I have to go to work in the morning.
Let Jamie finish.
I'm actually finished with my comment.
Oh, I didn't hear your last three sentences, unfortunately.
You're not going to repeat
the three sentences, are you?
Point of order, can the member please let the
please,
chair
please
finish?
Lose that. I think we all have opinions of how other people spend our time that, if I could repeat my three sentences, I don't remember exactly what they are, but I guess my point is we need to monitor that the changes that are proposed to happen, that this budget relies on happening, really, that the improvements, the further improvements really do happen. That's my only point. So now I'm done.
Can we vote?
Yeah, if there's no more people on the SEC, we can go to a vote. So I would ask the secretary to call the roll, since it seems like there's going to be an objection.
Well, are there objections?
Yes, there is.
There is, okay, yeah, there is, okay. All right, 1 second. Okay, and okay, 1 second so I can plug that in there. Okay. Okay. All right. The motion is that we approve the WBAI budget at this time. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Teeker.
No.
Sherry Gendelman. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Lizette King.
Yes.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, with my fingers crossed, yes. Summer Reese. Jamie Ross.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Yes. Thank you.
Susan Young.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Yes. 2 No
Okay. Well, so we dealt with that. Way to go, team. You know, I would ask just as a comment, the situation with BAI, BAI has been a continued drain, so people are going to want to talk about it. There's no way around that. Okay, the next next agenda item is any other budget items. So let's see. There's a few things. We have the budgets. One thing is the PFW budget schedule, and the second thing is the national budgets, which are pending listener support and central service numbers from the stations. Last year, I believe, we went ahead and didn't we approve the national budgets without PFW? Is that correct?
Without BAI.
Without BAI. How did that work?
Without W.
I think it worked poorly because you couldn't create consolidated budgets or income.
Right, it was terrible.
Can I add also, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
And the national office budget came in at $435,000 on bracket.
Yeah, we know that. I'm just talking about the
timing. Which turned out, by the way, to be quite accurate.
Very accurate, sir. I agree with you 100%. And that's good programming.
Budget. Way to go, National Finance Committee.
Mr. Chairman?
So it sounds like it's foolish to... So what do we do? My question for the committee is, well, why don't we ask first the schedule for PFW, but first I'll ask Alberto what...
Yeah, I think that PFW is going to be coming in pretty soon in one form, shape, or another. And as soon as we get something from PFW, we can take their listener support number and throw it in with the rest, and we'll be able to do our national office income budget and also the Pacifica archives budget by getting that last final number. And I'm thinking that's what we should do. We should just wait a little bit longer and get the PFW budget. I hope that it'll be here by next Tuesday at the time of our next meeting if we do decide to have one.
Brian?
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
So, Jamie, is your question... how do we deal with uncertainty in the national budgets?
Well, I'm wondering if we can, go ahead, if we can get more things happening.
Right.
I guess it depends if there's going to be a delay in more delay in PFW, but I guess if there's not, then I don't really have a concern. But
well, if you want to be able to create consolidated budgets, which
we're trying to
kind of need, that's a good thing.
That's always
then
my
the central goal. Services out in the station budgets needs to match dollar for dollar the central services in the national budget.
Exactly.
If you want to adjust for the fact that you might think, for instance, for cash flow reasons, a station, let's not even name one, a station might not be able to make all of its payments on time or make them during the fiscal year, the way to remedy that and still be able to have a consolidated budget would be to zero some portion of it out as an expense under cash and capital.
Mm. No, I was.
Can you say
that
again? I didn't totally understand that. Can you repeat that?
If you were concerned about a station not being able to make its central service payments as it's budgeted, for instance, last year. The national office was concerned that KPFK would not be able to make payments for a portion of the year and WBAI would not be able to make payments for the entire year, which turned out to be accurate, and did not want to count on their money coming into national coffers. What they did, which was the problem, was they just took it out of their revenues. If you wanted to adjust for that fact, what you should do is put it under cash and capital. which won't affect your consolidated. You put it under cash and capital as central service is not expected to be received, mm-hmm. or something like that. I don't know if I made that any clearer, Grace, or if I just made it more confusing.
Mr. Chairman, can I respond? Brian, I'll take the mic. I think the idea is plausible, and I think that eventually when we have certain figures as we're working on the national office budget, that might come to pass, and I think that at that particular point in time, we should try and implement the concept that you're telling us on right now.
That's right.
Because it might be possible, but we need to look at it closely. And we also, I think, when we get to the national office budget, we need to discuss or we need to think a little bit, spend a little bit of time on the idea of capturing our central services with a capital C on the word capturing.
Okay, Jamie's back here. I got thrown off the call, but what I actually wanted to get to was any information about PFW budget. Love Arne, did you have?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry. We had a little exchange of emails where I have a commitment now in terms of making this happen, and I've spoken with Grigsby Hubbard we're going to start meeting tomorrow, and then maybe late Bertolt tomorrow night we can take it up again, because tomorrow we have a session with ComNet, who's doing our telemarketing, which is supposed to start on the 13th of this month. So the commitment that was given out by the other staff person. I'm gonna hold everybody's feet to the fire to make that happen.
And what time do you believe that?
Which is to have a budget for next Tuesday's NFC meeting.
It may not be perfect, but it will be
a work in
progress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Yeah. We have already received some documents from PFW. So, you know, we're trying to see if we can put it in the same WBAI template, plug in the numbers, and then just kind of discuss them while we're getting cash flows from PFW and discussing with PFW staff, sources of income and revenues and expenses, and then trying to go over the actuals from last year. So it's going to be, an intensive process. Putting it together, we can put it together, but, making it as tight as the WBAI one, as real, as close to what we think the numbers really are, might be a little difficult, but, we have a pretty good idea where we stand. Is Levon, you coming to D.C. anytime soon? Or this, not anytime soon?
We'll talk about it offline, we can do something like that. It depends. Also, Arlene is coming in, so I need to chat with her. Also, but let's all three talk about this offline.
Okay.
What time are you meeting tomorrow?
Are you talking to me, Campbell?
Yes.
We don't have it set up because we're both flexible. Grace and I, we're both like really flexible in terms of our and things change quickly. So we'll firm it up tomorrow.
Okay. Do you have my phone number?
You can send me an email, Lavarne@Pacifica.
Okay.
Send me.
Back.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, go ahead, Lizette.
I think this item, particular item, could be shorter. We should end it now because all we need to find out is a date that we could get the PFW budget by. The other matters to what we do in the event that we do not have all the budgets in place, we can discuss that when we get to it. Because we're simply going to repeat ourselves at that point.
Tuesday next.
Yeah, we've got a indication that we'll have a budget to work on by next Tuesday. So, okay, are there any other budget item? Oh, another budget item is the affiliate budget.
Oh no, we've never dealt with it before.
We've never dealt with it before.
Yeah, there is an affiliate budget.
I sent it around today.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know what to...
This is
I have to go off for a second.
Yeah, okay, I'll this is LaVarne. Yeah, we got the budget, and we looked at some of the expenses that the affiliates would, if we directly allocated expenses, that would be more expenses to go against the affiliates' budget, and actually the $61,000 surplus would not be a surplus. In fact, there would be no payment to Central Services because she would have to allocate part of she had some FSRN, but Democracy Now! And also other expenses that we allocate to the station. So we would give the affiliates part of that part of it. So it would not be a surplus.
So you're saying you have a revised version of
yes,
that?
Yes, I can send that out. But before I send it to you, I wanted to discuss it with Ursula first.
Okie dokie. That sounds fine.
Okay. I'm a little foggy about something. Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I know we reviewed the archives budget, and it had to be tweaked because of the grant stuff. Did we ever look it over and approve it?
No.
We didn't approve it. We sort of were pending. They did answer our queries, and they added the grant back in, but we were pending approval before for the Central Service numbers. That's my recollection.
Yes.
Which we don't have.
We're also going to have to revisit their listener support figures since they came in like 40% short on their fund drive.
Right.
All right. So, Jamie, maybe you want to get with them to get the revised budget from them so we can look over that too.
Yeah, they did send us a revised budget in October.
I know that, but what we're talking about, well, they just had
the fund drive revised.
Yeah, the fund drive was a bit disappointing.
Can you tell me what the numbers for that drive were? Does anybody know those?
The total revenue was just about $175,000 in 2 days, whereas $150,000 was generated last year in 1 day. I believe their goal was $280,000.
So they got $175,000 in pledges, and they wanted
$280,000.
Where's my niece?
I believe
hi, Barbara, I called.
Doug's talking to his children.
Was it 260 or 280? I think it was 280.
All right, well, or 260.
On the stack?
Okay. So Grace, you're asking me to ask Efren and Brian to revise the budget based on lower listener support for the fall drive?
Yeah, exactly, so that we can review it and approve it and send it on.
Okie dokie.
So we have the archives, the affiliates, and WPFW, right?
And National Office.
National Office.
And then the National Office comes last.
I have a question about the affiliates.
Yeah, let's see. I heard Susan and then Brian. I have a question about the affiliates myself. Okay,
we probably have
ahead.
The same one.
Susan?
Yeah, I'd like to, regarding the fund drive for Pacifica Radio Archive, couple things. One, first of all, is I think it's a good demonstration of the law of diminishing returns for extending fund drive days. And I should know and do not know what the time relationship was between the two PRA fund drive days and others fund drive. But for KPFT, it was terrible. We finished a 3-week drive, told people we were done, and Alberto can remind me, was it, you know, the following week, almost immediately?
Sure. Well, Saturday and Sunday we took off, and then the drive came in on Monday and Tuesday.
And there had people turned off. They were furious. I've had many, many comments about it. So it was, it hurt KPFT, and I'm sure it hurt Pacifica Radio Archives fund drive opportunity.
What point of information, Mr. Chairman?
Okay, we have point of information, and then we have Brian and Arpa.
Quickly, you know, the school 2.0 drive, I think that it burned out with the one version, and then when they did it again with a 2.0 version, it didn't fly. You know, getting a set of archive CDs and then giving one to a school, it just didn't grab this time around, besides right. The other comments.
Is this a point of information? The point of information is a question. I believe this is a point of information.
Okay, thank you. I have something to say.
Well, okay, we have Brian and Arpal, and then we can get to you.
Okay, sure.
Okay, Brian? Brian?
Sorry, I was on mute. I hope we don't have a fund drive critique session and focus on the budgets instead. My question was, is the affiliate's budget, is this now separate from the national office budget?
Yes.
So in other words, the national office budget no longer shows any affiliate revenue or any affiliate-associated expenses?
Correct.
Okay, so we should footnote that and make sure that when we do prior year comparisons on the national office budget, we're comparing to something that to include the affiliates.
The separation was approved way back in the spring.
Okay, so it's going to be budgeted.
Separation of the budgets was approved a long time ago.
Okay, and I see in their budget it says they're paying 20% to central services, doesn't say of what.
This is Lavarne, part of information.
Go ahead.
I thought that
remember, it's a question.
Would you please confirm that we were going to discuss this next Tuesday, because there were some allocations of expenses, and I need to get this to Ursula and talk with her before we state it.
And I think we should request that Ursula be on the call to answer any questions.
That's a good idea. Do you think Lavarne, you'll have a chance to do all the back and forth you need to do by next Tuesday?
Yeah, well, I've gotten commitments by staff to make that happen.
Okay, so we'll schedule her. I'll be in touch with her, and hopefully we can talk about it next Tuesday.
So I'll just flag, I mean, the budget as it's currently formatted won't work for us if we're trying to do consolidated budgets. It doesn't use the same general ledger classifications or other budgets use. For instance, it lumps payrolls and benefits onto the same line, which isn't how the other units book it. And I would like us to have a conversation about the principle. This may be what Lavarne was raising earlier, but the principle that the affiliates pay 20% of their affiliate fees to central services. I thought I heard you saying, Lavarne, that you actually need to allocate expense from the national programs that we have distribution rights to back to the affiliates, which makes more sense to me.
It's a
fixed expense.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, right? And that's what we need to just...
So that would be in place of the affiliates paying a percentage-based central service fee?
Let me show you the new budget, because the more we talk about it, the more it's like we need to get Ursula on the call, and then we need to talk to Ursula so we can explain this in the budget and how the expenses are allocated. Then we can give it to you. Otherwise, you know, it's like without you seeing this, it's just... I don't think it's a good conversation. I really think we need to get the budget, the revised, updated budget with the allocated expenses. And you can see what it is, and then you can make that call then.
Okay.
Well, it may not be me making the call, but I guess, so you don't have an agreement with the affiliates yet how to account for that, like what their portion of Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News is?
I'm repeating myself at this time. We have talked about this in terms of the archives, in terms of allocating or FSRN allocating or whatever some of the expenses. So we will have the conversation again, and we'll have the conversation when we have the revised budget and we have the conversation with Ursula.
Chan, next business.
Okay, hold on, Lizette. Okay, so Brian, are you done?
Well, I guess the answer is we don't know yet.
Exactly.
So
the answer is, no, that's not the answer. The answer is we've talked about this. The answer is that once the expenses are allocated and she sees what the bottom line is, then that's when we, we've talked about this. We've talked about allocating expenses all the time. It's just the amount and which expenses. So
it will be an expense allocation model rather than a central service fee model.
It depends. It depends on how comfortable we are with the number. And I know what the, it's already been updated, revised. So I know what the number is. And right now, it would not include central services.
Oh, okay. I'm still here and we don't know.
Chair, point of order.
That's fine. You don't know.
I don't know what you said.
Point of order.
We have talked about allocating all expenses.
Point of order.
I hear you. What is your point of order?
Next business, please.
Thank you.
That's not a point of order.
What is it then? Whatever it is, I move next business.
You don't choose to do that. Okay.
This is going nowhere.
Thank you, Luzette. You're not the chair.
I know.
You know, I've been through a lot of conversations, Luzette, in my year on this board that have gone nowhere. So, you know, just be a little patient. Okay?
Nitpicking, I won't do that.
Whatever. Okay, so next on the stack, I believe I heard are Paul and Grace.
I'll try to make this really fast. I'm agreeing with Susan about the timing, and I think it is part of a budgetary process to make note of, gee whiz, you know, we got to do better on timing, because also at WBAI, we finished the thon, and then I said in the middle of the night, gee, stay tuned to help the archives in another few hours. And, you know, some listeners were really PO'd, staff were PO'd. We gotta look at that and planning these things is a part of budgeting too. That's all.
Okay, thank you, Arpal. Next on the stack, I believe, is Grace.
All right. I think as a network, we need to face the fact that there are strong societal trends that are affecting our fundraising. The premiums we've been offering at KPFK and WBAI that have been bringing in the most amount of money, and the decline in listener revenue from what we traditionally consider we should be getting money from, which is political analysis, news and public affairs. The income from political analysis, news and public affairs has been declining throughout the network. We've got to face that fact and adjust for it. In particular, every single general manager has complained about a significant drop in revenue from Democracy Now!, which is one of our offerings that's the most loved and has high listenership.
I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt. We're talking about what our budget schedule is, basically. That's sort of what this conversation is.
I understand.
And somehow it detoured into what happened with the archive.
Okay, all right. I understand that, but the point is that it's really important to understand that lowering the number of fund drive days without really rethinking what is appealing to our listeners and what is enticing them to support us or encouraging them to support us is very, very, very important.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be. Maybe it's not the work of this finance committee, but just simply lowering the number of fund drive days isn't going to make it.
Orders of the day, Mr. Chair. The chair has complained about taking too long. This is a side note.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't mean to be rude. I think people got onto that topic. It's an interesting topic, but we were talking about budgeting schedules. So just to review, we think we'll have an affiliate, and we will have a PFW budget for next Tuesday. So that's good. Okay, so let's see. So if there's no other comments about budget items, we can move on to the next agenda item, which is Heath payback.
It was mine.
Okay,
yeah.
So go ahead.
I had a motion that was postponed from a previous meeting.
Do you have that motion?
Can we find out how much, Chair, can we find out how much time we have left?
20 minutes. Till 11.
Well, Brian, when did you send that so I can find it fast?
Two meetings back, I think.
So that would be like the middle of November.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up right now. The gist of it was this. We're a network that does not have enough money to pay our bills. We're in debt to our vendors. We are short on what's called unrestricted assets. That's cash you can use on anything. Right now we have a plan that we've put into all our station budgets to take $100,000 in unrestricted assets.
In 3 years?
No, $100,000 this year.
Oh, okay.
And put it into a restricted endowment fund. Now, there may be many circumstances under which it's a good idea to replenish that fund. When you're 4 months behind on your payments to Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News, and in danger of not being able to make payroll at some of your units, I do not think it's the appropriate time to do that. I also think if the station has any cash to spare, if the network has any cash to spare, there are more pressing places to spend it. KPFA has $100,000 cash in hock as collateral for a line of credit, and that line of credit's paid off. We get $100,000 unfrozen. That's the place you can park your money that doesn't result in any decline in net unrestricted assets. So, let me pull up my motion. Paul, have you had any luck?
Point of information.
An extra.
Yes, go ahead, Lizette.
Are we now thinking of rescinding a motion that was passed some months ago?
It would appear that that's what this is going, but I haven't seen Brian's motion.
Let's see. I have stuff from the 10th.
If you're on the 10th,
you're saying don't forget Heath payback. So it must be from before then.
Yeah, I must have rattled it off to you orally.
Oh.
Because I'm not finding it in my sent mail.
Okay, so, oh boy, that's going to be harder to find if it's in the notes. Maybe you should, do you have it there now?
Yeah, you have sort of a version of it you could give to us?
Okay, well, I can rattle one off. What I proposed was that all units suspend payment of Heath funds until there is a national cash management plan, and that plan should be produced no later than by Pacifica Management no later than February 2010.
Another point of information.
Hold on 1 second, Lizette. Let me get this language.
All units suspend repayment of Heath Endowment until there is a
national cash management plan approved by the Pacifica National Board.
That's it.
And request that Pacifica National. The Pacifica National Management produce such a plan by February 2010. That's what I recall of it.
So I have all units suspend repayment of the Heath Endowment until there is a national cash management plan approved by the PNB and request that Pacifica National Management produce such a plan by February 2010.
Okay, so thank you. Well, first, Lizette, why don't you go give your point of information.
Do we have that's the motion that was just read?
Yeah.
Good. What has changed since we decided on this matter?
Are you directing the question at me?
Anybody who can answer it. Maybe you, yes.
Well,
reduce CPB payment.
massively reduce. I mean, we have five more months of financial performance data, and now we have budgets that reflect, project our performance in the future. And we have gone 4 months into hawk on some of our most serious obligations since this was approved in the summer.